welcome the fact that after raising it with the Thomas J, that he has raised it with his British counterparts. There's a couple of times of raised this case, and obviously this is a Donegal man who was killed by the RUC, and it's very clear from information and research that have been done by the family and others that there has been a cover-up in relation to this. There is new information in relation to the personnel who shot Michael Leonard, and it looks as if it was very deliberate. So therefore, there are demands from the family in terms of a new inquest, in terms of criminal prosecution, and also for the Irish government to continue to press this with the British government. And I think it's crucially important that this family, like so many other families, have truth and justice, and that the Irish government continue to pursue this.
And as you mentioned, the family there, this has been going on for years. They're waiting for answers, and that's ultimately what they want, is answers as to what happened.
Despite the passage of time, there's a family that still feels that the grief, the loss, and more important, they want the truth, and that's a word that's really important. We made a presentation to TDs and senators, and I think it's really important because there was cross-party support there that we continue to push the British government for the three, you know, demands that the family are looking for. One is that they're looking for the Irish government to pursue the British government on this, but they're looking for an inquest, a fresh inquest, with the new information that is contained within the Ministry of Defence files, which make it very clear that the original suggestion that this was somehow not deliberate is just now blown out of the water. And the second thing is that there needs to be criminal prosecutions in relation to the personnel. And we're very conscious that the British government have introduced an amnesty bill, which, you know, protects people who were involved in state murder from these type of actions. But that shouldn't stop us from pursuing this on behalf of an Irish citizen who was murdered by British state forces at the time.